Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Program. My name is Renee Swanson, and on the phone with me, I have Peggy Reicher, MSW Executive Director of the Brain Injury Association of Nebraska. Good morning.
Good morning.
So happy to have you with us. Let's tell our listeners who may not be familiar with it, what is a brain injury?
Yeah, at a really high level, a brain injury is anything that happens to our brain after we were born. So that could include things like strokes, aneurysms, ingestion of toxic substance like carbon monoxide poisoning. Also, it includes traumatic brain injuries, which are bumps, blows, jolts to the head.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. What are some of some common signs and symptoms people might notice in themselves or a loved one?
Yeah, we usually try to break them into three categories, one physical, one cognitive, and one social emotional. But some of the main things we see in a physical symptoms would include things like headaches, having trouble with sleep, dizziness, balance issues. On the cognitive side, what we see people oftentimes say is they're having problems with thinking and problem solving, kind of that executive functioning. They might find that it takes longer to process information or explain themselves. We also are seeing on the emotional side, folks are having troubles with irritability, depression, anxiety, sometimes just tend to socially isolate because they're realizing that things are harder than they used to.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So how common is brain injury, especially in rural communities like ours?
Yeah, brain injury can affect anybody, anytime, anywhere. So the fact that you're in a rural community doesn't necessarily prevent you from having a brain injury, but we are seeing in the rural areas more injuries with farm equipment, injuries due to livestock accidents, ATV, where folks are not wearing helmets or thinking they're going to be fine riding across the pasture and then they hit a hole and fall off and hit their heads.
How often do you see it with like a horse kick or a cow kick? Is that very common around here?
Yeah, unfortunately so. It happens. And, you know, people don't necessarily recognize that it's always a brain injury unless it's a really severe one. But, yeah, they're having problems with memory, concentration after getting hit in the head by livestock or slammed into something. It can happen.
Yeah, it in an instant. I actually lost a friend about 12 years ago. They were out rounding up cattle with the horse. The horse fell in a hole, and subsequently, she lost her life to that. And it was a brain injury, so thinking about that, too. How careful can you be? What are some everyday ways people in rural areas might experience a brain injury without even realizing it?
Yeah, I think we see certain populations are at higher risk for brain injury. Not saying this is specific to rural, but we are seeing higher rates of brain injury in domestic violence situations, child welfare situations. We also are seeing folks that they're involved in the justice system are more likely to have brain injuries. But one group I haven't mentioned yet, and yet it's the most likely to have a brain injury, is our aging population, where people fall and they don't necessarily recognize it as a brain injury. And oftentimes, if they're having problems with thinking and problem solving, people think, oh, well, maybe it's dementia.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, was that an sudden onset of dementia, or could it have been brain injury?
You never know. I can be honest. I mean, a lot of our listeners know I have a parent with that dementia, and sometimes you wish, was it something organic, or can we figure it out? Did she bump her head somewhere? And those are things that we always think about as well. But what kinds of support, though, are available in Nebraska for individuals and families living with brain injury?
You know, I think the most important thing is to get people educated about what is a brain injury. Kind of to your point, it looks like dementia sometimes, but if you really understand it could be brain injury, you look at things with a little different lens. Is it a won't versus a can't? Is it defiance versus deficit? And so support would include just getting yourself educated. Mm-hmm. We find oftentimes it's important to go to the doctor and have them, you know, explain to them what the symptoms they're dealing with, and have that doctor actually diagnose a person having a concussion or a brain injury. The, you know, real clinical or folks that are needing a lot more help can oftentimes get help through occupational or speech therapy, or sometimes physical therapy. So those are opportunities for quick strategies for helping people with brain injury. But there's also just a lot of things that we can do as a community to better support folks with brain injury. And again, that starts with understanding what is a brain injury and how can we help them make those accommodations.
Right. So you're hosting an annual brain injury conference. Now, who is this for and why should folks consider attending?
Yeah, so our annual conference is in Kearney this year, March 9th through or 19th and the 20th at the UNIS Conference Center. It is meant to be for professionals working with individuals with brain injury, or professionals that maybe don't know a lot about brain injury but want to learn more about it. It's a great chance to learn. Excuse me. The other thing is we do invite a lot of individuals with brain injuries themselves and or family members, and they get a chance to interact and, you know, with each other, as well as meet with some professionals that are caring about it. I think a lot of them walk away from that feeling like they're not so alone.
Right. So how do people attend this conference? You said March 19th and 20th at the UNIS Conference Center. How do they get tickets?
Yes. Simply, you go onto our website. Everything's on the websites nowadays. But if you Google Brain Injury Nebraska, you're going to find our website. Or if you want the direct web link, it's biane.org. And we've got information on our homepage on how to register for the conference.
Very good. All right. Well, this has been very interesting, Peggy, and a great conversation. Is there anything else that you'd like our listeners to know before we end the interview?
No, other than to take care of themselves and protect their heads.
That's right. Protect your noggin.
Protect your noggin.
All right, Peggy, thanks so much for being on the Public Affairs program today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You bet. And to our listeners, thanks for tuning in to the Public Affairs program. Have a great rest of your day.